seriously in trying to advance or, you know, make a living out of it or anything like that. I never did. When I was broadcasting on a radio, I'm a welder for trade, and I still held my job then. But I made more money playing around playing than I did working, you know. But I still held my job.
You started playing. What kind of style were people playing on the guitar? Just playing behind the fiddle or something?
Mm-hmm.
How did you start get finger picking?
Well, just like when I first started, you know, I'd done a lot of finger style work, you know, like playing on the banjo. Banjo style, and it just came to me that way, and I'd get around, and you never see nobody playing that way. Once in a great while, you'd run onto a guitar player that played finger style, but not very many of them, you know. And it just come natural to me for some reason or other. I never tried to. And here's to give you an idea what you people who plays a banjo will see what the finger style is here. Get this here, Mike Klein plays it with me a lot. We put it on down there. It's in D. The one I made up myself. You go to G, you know. Then you go to B, you know, that other part. You know, B and then E. But the first, the two times, and you go to G, and then back to D, and then A, and then back to D. Two times like that. You know this. I never named it. It's just something
you wrote that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's also a polka that I made up. Sam likes this one. You know, in A. We played a lot of polkas in Pennsylvania for dances, you know, and I was among a lot of people that really knew a lot of polkas, and I was fortunate enough to learn a few of them. Some of them I forgot. But here's one I made up. Thank you. hope of timing, you know, you can just sit down, just keep making them up. You just put notes to them.
I think it's interesting. It's probably something we could all learn, is that Blackie learned one style maybe at home, and he'd go out to Texas and meet somebody and play a little bit of blues from a black man, and picked up that style. He went up to Pennsylvania and probably got with some Slavic people or something.
I did a lot of them. I married one of them. My wife's Slovak.
And they played polka music, and he picked up that style, and he just kept on, and not only picked up the tunes, but wrote a tune in that style. I think that's something that's pretty good.
Well, here's one you'll probably remember. It's another nationality.
Tell us what it is.
Close though, I was in Mexico City.
You want to pick one?
Okay. What do you want?
I want to play something like Black Wind Blossom.
I've ever been to this story ever. Think of anything to play it. had one in F. I know everybody knows this. I used to play that in C. Now called, it's a Hawaiian piece. From D you go to B7, then E, then A. And it's one time you got F sharp. But right off you go to B7 though. Hawaiian Sunset. Hawaiian Sunset. Now here's one is Goodnight Waltz, indeed. Mike likes that note. I was playing down there in Athens, Ohio, and some old guy walked in and said, "I never seen that played on a guitar." I said, "Lena, but it is easy playing. Nothing to it. It's just a pretty melody, I think. It's not hard to play on a fiddle. I'll get the fiddle a minute.
Yeah. You can play where you need. Okay.
We're just trying to tape that, so maybe you could just slide your chair over a little bit. That's all right.
Over here?
Thank you.
getting the tune there with you, the time. Now we'll try it again. We'll get it this time. Called Mud Fence.
You know what it is?
You ever hear it? Mud Fence? This one's J.P. Frayley's. It's kind of complicated there in one place where you, second part, G, then back to D, G.
It's up on the A.
Yeah. Now it's D now. G, D. Then back to G. A. There you go. Now the first part too is like this. Thank you. On that, this guitar here?
Yeah.
That's an ovation, the hardest things in the world to hold on to unless you got a strap on. I'd have almost get away from, you know. But there's quite a few of them around. Tom T. Hall plays one. He stands up and plays it like this, you know. Don't use no straps. Plays it like this. But they're, now the other guitar I have there is a LaPrince one. He's the one that put me wise. That they went out of business. It's going to be a collector's item. And they come out of the factory, custom made, wasn't it? $800 a piece, and they quit making them now. Called a LaPrince. LaPrince. And that's, hold that, and I'll get it. I'll show Jerry and I went down in Virginia to
St. Israel.
Film place down there. Where was that at in Virginia?
Down there with you.
Yeah, and these are made in New Jersey, and they come out of the factory at $800. And they're a really good sounding guitar. They quit making them, so I guess that'll be a collector's item sometime, you know. One thing, when they quit making them. So, if you're around 50 years from now, I'll show it to you.
Mind of old camp meeting time. You know that?
No. Well, I think I've heard it.
Long ago, old camp meeting time.
It's a little bit different. Well, I think it's the name. Used to be an old song way back in the 30s. You don't hear it anymore. I forget the name of it.
Do you know any old mountain rags? Is there such thing as a mountain rag? There's not.
Well, you play a lot of things on the mandolin, rags on the mandolin.
Yeah. I can't think of any. There's so many of them.